The job we want is out there for the taking. And there's numerous ways to take it. There's numerous ways to teach yourself how to take it, to teach yourself how to do it. And there's numerous people that you can ask for help. You just have to be smart enough, brave enough, and a little bit crazy enough to go out and get it.
Motor Misfits.
Yo, 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 what is going on, everyone? This is your boy Los Carlos here with the Motor Misfit Podcast. I truly appreciate you stopping in, checking out the podcast, and listening to us. That really, really is appreciated. So we're going to get straight into it. But first, if you want to keep supporting the podcast, the channel, everything, I urge you to please just go and subscribe. That will only take you a couple of seconds, and you do not know how much it means to us. Also, if you like the content that much, please go and give us a rating, because that will also help us out. All right, so this is another one of the advice, counseling, and tips type of episodes. Don't worry, we do have some guests coming soon. The reason I like these, though, is because these are little snippets that are basically gold for you guys, because not everybody knows these, or maybe they've heard it before, but they haven't applied it yet. So maybe listening to it another time might be good for you, because it'll motivate you, or it will inspire you to now go and take action, right? So today's episode is mentorship and internships. Basically, how mentorship can guide you to your new career, right? And I think as people that are always looking for that next step, people that want to try to get to that happy place of being able to do what we love and get paid for it, I think this is a really underestimated area, right? I can probably count on one hand how many people I know, well, maybe on two hands, how many people I know that have a mentor, that seek advice or seek the wise experience or ask questions to those that have already been in your footsteps. Guys, what is this podcast for? This is to talk to guests and ask them about their experience and basically their story on how they were able to get to where we want to get to, right? And I'm not taking myself out of that too, because my end goal as well is to get into the automotive business. It might be a little bit different than yours, just because I want to get into it through this media space, right? And helping others. But nevertheless, don't get it twisted. It is a automotive industry podcast. Automotive business podcast. That's what Motor Misfit is. So why wouldn't I go and I ask others that have already been through the trials and tribulations that I'm going through? Why wouldn't I ask them some questions? How did they get through this? How did they get through that? What advice would you give me? What guidance would you give me? So that brings us to our first thing, right? So I'm going to give you guys three things that you definitely need to do around this mentorship and internship type of mentality. And one of them is go out and look for that mentor. It is vital for you. Go and find somebody that you respect, that you like, that you follow, that you think knows things that you don't know, and you just want to pick their brain. Go out and find that person that has the job that you want. Now, how can you find this person? Well, social media, guys. Social media. It could also be somebody that you see on TV. Somebody that you've ran into. Somebody that you follow. But now in the age, obviously, of social media, being able to reach out to people, reach out to them. I just did an episode. I don't know if it was the last one or the one before this or the one before that, but I just did an episode about making connections. Well, this should be one of the connections that you're making. Go out and search for that mentor. Go out and search for them. Now, again, this should be that person that you value what they have to say. And you know how they always tell you, don't meet your heroes? Well, you also have to kind of keep that in mind, right? Because I can really tell you how many times I've reached out to somebody to see if they can, one, if I can ask them some questions, two, if I can seek their guidance, and three, if they can kind of mentor me. And I got shut down, right? But that's going to happen. That's definitely going to happen. Because not everybody is the same. Some people don't want to help others. Or some people do want to help others, but they just can't at that time. They might have a lot of stuff going on. You never know what goes on behind closed doors. Or they might want to help you. They just don't know how. So you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared to be able to reach out to your mentors, to those people that you want to get guidance from, but also be prepared to hear that no or no answer at all. I can tell you how many people I've reached out through LinkedIn, through email, Facebook, Instagram, their own website, YouTube. And I haven't even heard back from them, right? And again, I'm not knocking them. Hey, like I said, they might have a lot of stuff going on. Or they could just be jerks and don't want to get back to me. Who knows? But I'm not going to waste my time thinking about that. If I'm not going to hear back from somebody in a couple of days, definitely after a couple of weeks, that's it. I might send them one more email, maybe at the very least. I mean, at the most, maximum, two more emails. So a max of three emails. If I haven't heard back from you then I'm jumping to my next person that I would like to talk to guide me, to ask questions for. But you have to start, right? You have to get a list together of those people that you would like to take you under their wing. Come on, I'll show you the ropes. Hey, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. This is what you should be doing right now. Because in learning from them, you're going to get to where you want to be faster. Because you're getting basically the college education right there. You're getting the first-hand experience. This is something that you should, definitely should, be looking forward to and be implementing into your plan of getting into the automotive industry. Remember what I said before. If you don't have a plan, you cannot execute. And if you cannot execute a plan, you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off. So why not get guidance? You're not good at making plans? Good. Reach out to somebody that is. And they might be able to help you in constructing that plan and executing on it. Guys, there is no magic bullet to get to where you want to be. And if there was, one, everybody would be taking it, and two, there'll be people selling that for tons of money because everybody wants it. And regular folks like us won't be able to afford it. Right? So I just want to instill in you the power of getting a mentor. And along with that, it takes me to my second point. Internship. Guys, I get it. I'm a busy guy. I have this. I have another channel. Totally different from automotive. It's an alcohol channel. Whiskey, to be exact. I have my 9-to-5. I have my family. My wife and two boys that are growing. So we have sports. We have them wanting to spend time with me. I wanted to spend time with them. Family dinners, family outings, family vacations. I get it. Everybody is busy. And everybody needs to provide for their family. And everybody needs to try to keep what is getting them paid, right? Because until you break into this industry, you got to keep your 9-to-5. But I'm pretty sure that you can find at least an hour in a week to maybe intern. Now, what do I mean by interning? I mean going out. And for example, if you want to be a photojournalist for a big magazine, well, all hell. See if you can shadow a local photojournalist. Whether it's the car industry, it'll be better if it's in the car industry. But if it's not, learn the ropes either way. Intern. It'd be great if you can actually intern at a company like what you want to work for. Or a company that would be a competitor of a company that you want to build. Like say you want to become a car rapper. Rapper as in WRAPPER, right? Not rap songs, rapping cars. You want to do that, right? And the way that you want to do that is that eventually you want to open your own business. Well, why not go intern? Talk to the people at some of these rap shops out here. See if you can do some cleaning around the shop, throwing away trash, wiping down cars, putting tools away. All not to get paid, but to have them teach you. Whether it's the business side or it's the actual rapping side, in this example, that is golden. Because you, again, are getting a first-hand experience. First hand education that nobody else will be getting unless they work there, right? Guys, it sets you up for success. Guys and girls, sorry. It sets you up for success. And you need to be doing this. Like I said, go and talk to them. Go and see if 1 hour a week you can just go in there. 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe a couple of days you work 2 hours if you can. Maybe in a week you'll pass by on a Saturday for an hour. Maybe an hour and a half. For an hour, you take out trash, organize, do whatever they need you to do. Then 30 minutes, you get a little lesson. But also, while you're doing all of that, you're also watching. You're watching to see. And you can ask questions. Why not? Why can't you ask questions? And you're in your element, or at least the element that you want to be into. It's so important, guys. This goes hand in hand with having a mentor. Because you remember when I said that if you don't know what your goal is going to be, like what you want to do, then it's going to be very hard for you to construe a plan and execute on it. I said that in another episode. Well, this is a good way to know if you're going to like something, or if you should set your sights on something else. You're basically there in the nitty-gritty. Might not be doing the work per se, but you're going to be around and you're going to hear stuff. And you're going to see how it is. Which will either make you love it more or hate it. Either way, you find out, right? So it is very powerful that you have an internship. And I'm not talking about through the traditional ways. It's you yourself making that internship happen. Now, lastly, talking about help or talking about a program that's, you know, that's already kind of built for you. I would recommend that if you want to get into the automotive industry, you start with places like signing up for SEMA. By no means is SEMA sponsoring this. I just see the value in actually signing up for their membership. Why? Because you get a lot of access. If you're under 40, they have a group for you, which I believe it's called Leaders Under 40 or something like that. If you're an inspiring developer, like developing like new products for the automotive industry or inventor, they have a team, they have a group for you. They have resources on getting you jobs, on training. They have people that you can connect with that are members of SEMA. So they'll be able to get you a connection with them even quicker because you're both SEMA members, right? So this is very important. Do not pass up on this, because at the end of the day, this is like a no-brainer. And yes, it will cost you. It definitely will. But get a few dollars together. It's not dollars. I think it's like a couple of hundred, and become a member. Now that's, I believe, a yearly membership. So become a member. Scrape some money together. Become a member and use these resources. use what they have there for you to use. And if they don't have something that can help you, reach out to them and tell them, hey, I'm a member. I'm looking for this. Is there any way you guys can help me out with that? You never know. There might be already something that they have working, or that something that they don't have actually a process for, but they can help you with. But the first step is to actually become a member. Start joining some of these groups that they have there. And start connecting with people, making those memorable connections. Go to one of the events that they have, whether it's SEMA, whether it's their showcase that's more for like businesses, whether it's some local events, virtual events, who knows? Just go to them, because it will be beneficial for you. But these three things, mentorship, internship, and joining SEMA, should go hand in hand. I would not see that if you don't do these three things, that you won't be on the path to success. Success being that you're in this industry. And you turned your passion into a career. Guys, gals, the job we want is out there for the taking. And there's numerous ways to take it. There's numerous ways to teach yourself how to take it, to teach yourself how to do it. And there's numerous people that you can ask for help. You just have to be smart enough, brave enough, and a little bit crazy enough to go out and get it. You do these things that I mentioned in this episode, and I don't see why you can't get there. Now, it's easier said than done. That is definitely for sure. And it's going to take time. You can't expect an overnight success. But if you stick with it, if you put all your effort into it, you will see that success that you're looking for. Let me know. What are those mentors that you would reach out to? What are those places that you would intern to or in? And what do you think about SEMA? Like I said, you do those three things, you will be on your way to your success. Let me know. Like I said, please give us a rating. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check out motormisfit.com. Let me know. Do you guys like this type of format? Quick little snippets. I'm trying not to pass 25 minutes. Hopefully I actually have completed that. But like I said, we will have more guests. We will have interviews. It's just taking us a little bit to get there. Also, we have the SEMA show recap and live from the show as well. So be on the lookout for that. That is coming up November 1st. So definitely looking forward to that. I'm going to sign off here. Let me know. go check out the website. Go write me either a rating here. Go write me through YouTube, or check out the website to get in contact with me. Let me know. Are there any questions? Are there any topics that you want me to cover? I would gladly do so. And I would appreciate any feedback that you have. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sign off. And I want you to keep driving those cool cars. Motor Misfits.